This is God's Covenant Church, the church established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for salvation today, for saving me from sin. I no longer live in sin, and it's all because of the teaching of the Word of God from our great pastor, who teaches us to fear God, to walk in all of God's commandments, all of His ways. And truly, we are a blessed people. We live holy from day to day, striving to please the Lord. And truly, we keep God's commandments, we walk in His ways, and we are perfect when we obey His commandments. And thanking God for our great pastor, whom is teaching us how to live holy, how to live this life, how to give ourselves to holy unto the Lord. And truly, I thank God. I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about God's requirements today. It's keeping His commandments. Till then, incorruptible. Thank God.
Beautiful.
incorruptible. Beautiful. Thank God for our Sister Paris and our Deacon Daryl. Announcements, Sister Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. That's our Deacon Debbie. She's a very clear announcer. And she does a very good job. And we're hoping to hear some response from the broadcast. If you're hearing out there and you're enjoying the message, if you agree with what the scripture is saying, give us a call or give us a text. Let us know how you feel. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Let's go to Micah 6:1. We're here because we want to serve God and go back with God.
Yes.
We found out here in the earth, we're just on a journey. We're pilgrims in the earth. Once we heard the word, and that's a blessing when you're able to hear what God is saying to the churches. Blessed. He that hath an ear, let him hear. There's so many hear and cannot hearken because they really don't hear what God is saying. Micah 6:1, Deacon Frenny.
"Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice."
My beautiful, hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend before the mountains. And God is talking about leadership. He's talking about the mountains.
Beautiful.
And the hills are just officers as well. What?
"Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy."
What?
"And ye strong foundations of the earth."
What?
"For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel."
So he's pleading with the strong foundations because God has an issue with his people. Read.
"O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me."
Carnal mind is wearied with laws and yielding to righteousness, just in the common world. But what about in God? Because in God there are laws written, because God's word is written out. God is saying, "What have I done unto thee? Wherein have I wearied thee?" Because we should have been dropping off from the time we came in here, and we shouldn't get weary, because the travel should be lighter now. The burden should be lighter than when they were when we first came in. Less to work with, to work on.
Right.
And yet you always have to work against that enemy that's in people. Read.
"For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants."
So that's where we all come from. We were serving something or somebody. And we're yet servants today to the world. Because Egypt is the world. And many of our jobs, we should be submissive to those that are over us in leadership. As long as it's not against our principles in God, we should be yielding to it.
That's right.
Not with attitude. "Well, I didn't come here. You didn't hire me for this." We work for God. And if we're at work and things change, just accept it and yield to it. It's God you work for, not these people you see with your eyes. It's God.
That's right. That's
and if you don't believe that, you're in the wrong place. We are servants of God. And we can't just pick and nick and pick what we don't like with somebody saying, "But I ain't doing this." We work for God. Just be Be submissive. Okay. Yield to them.
Yes.
That'd be because you're yielding to God. That's what God wants, to yield. Be humble. Because this is our life. We signed up for that. But what is, he said, what have I done to thee? Why are you bucking now? I brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of servants. We served many different lusts. We all did that. But we came in here and God delivered us from a lot of those lusts. Overspending and this, just always doing stuff. God delivered us from that. Where's been the weary? Who's weary? Only those that haven't gotten rid of these weights and the sin that's so easily beset. Read.
Yes. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
In other words, I sent you leadership. Why would you go wrong? Leadership is in God's house. It always is. Where there's two or three, somebody leading. And God is saying, why didn't you follow leadership? Because there are mountains. Isn't that beautiful? What's the controversy here? Let's read the sixth verse. What does it say?
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God?
What?
Shall I come before him?
We come before God and we do a lot of stuff. We ain't got to come in and bow to each other. We ain't got to do all that. Because that's how you're bowing to God. We don't have to come and act this way. Just do what comes normal. Mm-hmm. We don't have to come and say, well, where is the pack? He's in the back. Run to the back. I got to shake your hand. We ain't got to do that. This is what God is talking about. All this extreme stuff. What did it say?
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a
year old? Am I going to come with a bunch of excuses? Why not just say, you know what? I was at fault. I did this. That's the crux of the matter. Let me tell you the story. And the end of it. But always excuses. This is what the church world do. Excuses. Read.
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil?
Oh, we can cry. Cry don't mean anything to God. It's your actions. Rivers of just crying and carrying on. But what?
Shall I give my firstborn for many transgressions?
So in other words, for my transgression, I'm going to give up the firstborn. I'm going to give up my mind to live for God because of my transgressions. Willing to let that be trampled over. Let the enemy just run over your, the old man, the new man, rather. Because the old man is acting. Can't give up the old man, but let him just trample over the new man. Try to make that right and it's not right. What?
The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul.
What?
He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what.
Well, the Lord said what's good is one. There is none good but one. And I believe that's what our plight here is, to be one with God. Yes. One with the word.
All right.
So why should we buck the word? It's only come from one source.
Hey, God.
One source. Right. It's only one source. Right. Is God is the source.
Yes, yes.
And it comes from there down to leadership, and everybody speaking should be speaking the same thing. Everybody should be. We don't have a lot of little different doctrines going on here. Mm-hmm. We don't have that.
All right, Pastor.
One source. Yes. Read.
And what doth the Lord require of thee?
What?
But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly
love
with
mercy.
Thy God.
And walk humble. Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12. God requires us to be humble and to seek him after what's right. 10 and 12, what does it say?
And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require?
Now, many may be tuning in on the broadcast. He's talking about Israel. Well, that's who God's people is. We're Israel.
Thank God.
They're doing a lot of attacks, I heard today, now on Jews. Here, it's come here now. Mm-hmm. They attacked them downtown somewhere. It was a bunch of Palestinians rode by and jumped off of the bandwagon and jumped and attacked these Jews that were eating. Liberal policies. Trumpster was here. We didn't have that kind of stuff. Now, over in Israel, it's a rise up. It's coming here now. So, you know, don't be putting on your car, I'm a Jew. That's not, you know, and then say, you strive. We don't want to be doing stuff like that. Having people, oh, so you won too, huh? We don't want that. There's wisdom in everything. Yes, yes. When Paul was in Rome, he was Roman.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor. Do I look like a Jew to you? Yeah, I'm a Jew.
All right, Pastor.
Just don't ask me. I have to tell the truth about that. I tell them, I'm black.
All right. Yes, Pastor. But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways,
what?
And to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
What does that
heart?
Mean? All your heart is all means sincerity. With everything, not holding stuff back. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Your whole heart. All your soul. It means your spirit is one with God. You're with everything.
Yes.
Read.
And with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
No one knows that the commandments is, everybody think the commandments done away with. How many lords we got?
Right.
We only got one Lord.
One.
We'll say John.
John.
14:15.
Right.
So well, that was done away with. Well, the scripture don't tell us that. And if anybody find that out there, I would be glad for you to send me that scripture where it's found.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that.
No.
That it's done away with.
No, Pastor.
I only find the Lord was promoting it.
Yeah.
St. John 14:15, what does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Well, that's what he was saying over here in Deuteronomy. Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee but to keep his commandments,
yes,
to fear him?
Yes.
If you love me, keep my commandments. What does the 21st verse say?
It says, he that hath my commandments and keep
them. Now, wait a minute. The church world don't have the commandments because the devil, through all these false preachers, have told our forefathers down through the time, oh, you know, the commandments done away because God knew you couldn't do them. Mm-hmm. Don't know God. They're lying because the commandments is God's word.
Right.
And he said plainly, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments, 20 verse.
Mm-hmm. And keepeth them, he it is.
Wait a minute, and keepeth them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he say it if you couldn't keep them? He that hath them,
mm-hmm,
in other words, you're being taught the commandments,
yes,
and keep them,
yes,
he is one that loveth me. What?
Mm-hmm. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
What?
And I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
Isn't that beautiful? God is coming into our life. God is doing things for us. Now, here's the secret. Devil can do things with people, too. But we want to make sure with God's people, when you keep his commandments, you know who you are. You know God. It's just that simple. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Read.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?
What did he say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let's see what the wisest man on the top side of the earth said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we follow, the scripture, and the scripture was written,
yes,
for our, what is it?
1:12.
It was written for our learning and admonition.
Ecclesiastes
12:13.
Yes, Pastor. I got it. Yes, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his
commandments. So whatever the matter is, I don't care what you think it is, the whole matter is just fear God and keep his commandments.
Yes.
Love God, honor God. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
And I think we heard more about this today, how people here in Long Beach that work out there where Deke work, mm-hmm, complaining about cliques and this and that, all behind policies that's, mm-hmm, been instituted by the hospital. It's not about individuals. They don't want to conform. That's the way nature of the old man. Don't,
yes,
want to yield to new instruction. Always blaming somebody. Thinking, why not just yield?
Yes, Pastor.
But I said, we work for God.
Yes.
Just yield to it.
Yes.
And things are just working out seemingly in Deke's favor.
Beautiful.
The job that is really not her job, they putting her there anyway. She getting high pay for a job she's not doing. She's doing low pay job.
Mm-hmm.
What is God?
Yes.
God's going to reward her, right? That's what she works for.
Because
she's willing to do something.
Yes.
Something, well, I don't come, what you doing? I'm cleaning.
Right.
I don't come here to clean. I'm a technician. Well, you're a technician without no work then. She may not be a cleaning lady. She's a technician, but she got work. That's the important thing. Just give me some work. Too proud to humble down. We don't want pride like that. We want to let pride go. If we have to humble down, let's humble down and give God what he wants.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10:13. Let's read that again.
Yes. Right.
Now Israel,
mm-hmm,
thank God, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? It's a requirement to fear God. But if you ain't got a spiritual man, you can't.
Yes.
You don't know how. But 10 and 13.
13, okay. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
What does the 15th verse say?
15. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them.
What?
Even you above all people, as it is.
So we're the seed of those that got great faith, Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Seed of those that yielded and followed God. We're the seed of those that say, this is not my home. This is the seed of those that take the stand for God.
Right, all right.
Against mother, father, sister, brother, against your own self, if you have to.
Thank God.
We're that seed.
Yes.
God chose us for that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the Psalm 16 and 1. Let's go there. We want to do those things that please God. That's what we're striving to do. And if you don't know how to please God, just follow leadership. Just follow instructions. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And the scripture said, all thy getting, get an understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 16 and 1.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Preserve me. Thank God. In thee do I put my trust. What?
O my soul, thou hast said unto me.
Now this
Lord,
is what the church world do. Preserve me, O God. Preserve my soul. Do all kind of stuff. Letters. Put them on the tablecloth. Pray for them. And the person you're praying for ain't thinking about God. Preserve me. In thee do I put my trust, O my soul. Thou hast said unto the Lord, what?
Thou art my Lord.
Thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my God. What?
My goodness extendeth not to thee.
God is saying, my goodness don't extend to you. But who?
But to the saints that are in the earth. And to the excellent.
And
in
to whom, the excellent. What?
In whom all is all my delight.
In whom is all
my delight.
My delight. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's beautiful. Yes.
God with the excellent. Other words, your spirit is right.
Yes.
Excellent spirit. Mm-hmm. Always in order.
Beautiful.
15 and 1 says what?
15 and 1 says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
What?
He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth.
Isn't that beautiful? Working righteousness. Mm-hmm. Working what's right.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 6, 24 and 25. We know we're going to go there anyway.
Six.
I know what that say. That's fine.
All right,
you should know it even better now.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6, 24 and 25 says what?
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes. To fear the
Lord.
Now
remember, he's commanding us. Anybody who's listening to this broadcast, a command is a demand. What?
To fear the Lord our God for our good always.
What?
That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
What?
And it shall be our
righteousness. Now God is saying, this shall be our righteousness. Now remember, the Lord's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is for he came, it shall be our righteousness. But remember, he came in to bear witness to the truth and to bear witness to righteousness. It shall be our righteousness, what?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Well, then wait a minute. It says, well, nobody could keep those commandments, so how could we get right? So the Lord is our righteousness. But wait a minute. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You can't get around it.
Yes.
What?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
All these commandments, what?
Before the Lord our God.
As he hath commanded us. Isaiah 51, let's go there.
Right,
we just want to keep these things in our mind.
Yes, Pastor.
What our plight is and what this is, walk is all about. 51 and 7 says what?
It says, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness.
Yeah, beautiful. Now this is what he was talking about back in the day before the Lord came. Ye that know righteousness. So that was righteousness was able to be known then. So you can know righteousness without that body being here, the Lord's body, because it's about the spirit.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Read.
The people in whose heart is my
How
law.
Plain is that? If the heart is in the laws in your heart, you understand righteousness. Because it tells you it shall be your righteousness if you observe all the commandments. The people in whose heart is my law. What?
Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reviling.
What?
For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worms shall eat them like wool.
But
my righteousness shall be
forever. Wait a minute. That was before the Lord came. Because they love to say this, Christians, well, the Lord is our righteousness. This is righteousness forever. Mm-hmm. From one generation to the next. It didn't change because he came and took on righteousness. Because mm-hmm. you have to put righteousness on. Read.
And my salvation from generation to generation.
What?
Awake, awake, put on strength. That means
somebody's sleeping. The church world is sleeping. And we don't want to be in here and be sleeping. As they say, you sleep because you're sleeping in the night. Mm-hmm. You're sleeping in darkness. Don't know your left hand from your right hand. We don't want to be like that. But the church world is sleeping. God is in awake. Mm-hmm. Put on strength. What?
Yes. O arm of the Lord.
These the ones he's talking about, these mountains, these leaders, put on strength. Because mm-hmm. the strength is God's word.
Yes.
And if you put on God's word, you are God's arm. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old.
What?
Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon?
What?
Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep?
What?
That hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over?
What?
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion.
Thank
and everlasting
God.
Joy shall be upon their head.
What?
They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Is that
away.
Beautiful? That's mourning beautiful. Shall flee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read down some more.
I am he that cometh, that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die?
What?
And of the son of man which shall be made as grass.
As grass?
As grass, and forgettest the Lord thy maker that mm-hmm. has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor.
What?
As if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor?
Read.
The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail.
Read the first verse.
First? Yes, that's it. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord.
So when you are striving to please God, you're going to follow somebody. Mm-hmm. And you're going to follow what's been said. Because what's been said is righteousness. That's instructions. Go ahead.
Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which ye are digged.
What?
Look unto Abraham your father. And
in other words, it's just saying, look unto the old ways. Mm-hmm. You walk by faith, not by sight. What?
And unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him.
What?
For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste
places. He will comfort all her mm-hmm. waste places. What?
And he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and
the voice
of melody.
Let's go back to Micah.
Micah.
6
yes.
and 8.
That's
this
beautiful.
Is God's
yes.
requirements. Yeah. And I believe we got 5 more minutes, but that ain't stopping anything.
Yes, Pastor.
6 and 8.
Yes. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
It means some saints to really strive to walk humble before that's God, because when you're humble before God, mm-hmm. you yield to everybody.
That's beautiful.
If it's right. If it's time, you yield and not think about who you think you are, how long you think you've been here, or how old you think you are. You want to yield to what's right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
let's
Pastor.
Go to mm-hmm. 2 Chronicles 34 right. and 19.
All right. Beautiful. All right.
I was thinking about how Paul, the man had credentials. Mm-hmm. The man had authority. He had power. When God knocked him to his knees, he was just right for God.
Yes, he was.
He had something to give up. Most of these people today, they ain't got nothing to give up but the old ways in their mind. Don't know nothing. And don't say, I don't know nothing. Won't say I don't know nothing. Ain't humble enough to say that, but think they know everything and don't know nothing. Because if you can't follow leadership, you don't know anything. You don't know God. How plain is that?
Yes.
Second Chronicles 34:19.
And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes.
And that's a beautiful place to be in. When God's word comes, it does something to you. It encourages you to do something. Maybe it encourages you to humble down. Maybe it encourages you to have more zeal for God. Maybe it encourages you to be more diligent. But the word should do something for you. What?
And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and
Abdon, the son of Micah, Shaphan, the scribe, Asaiah,
a servant of the king's, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are
now,
left
how many
in
go
Israel.
Say that? How many say that when they find themselves in trouble? Let's go inquire of the Lord. Let's go talk to Pastor about this.
Yeah,
let's go to the light. Come to the light and see. See if our deeds is wrong. Let me explain exactly how it started from here to there. Let's see if I'm wrong. Because I want to know. How many do that?
That's beautiful.
He's a king. And many of us, we don't hardly own our own pair of shoes. Too proud to come to leadership. Why? Because you think you know everything. And more importantly, your thoughts are more higher than God's. You honor your thoughts over what God gives, the one you say you're following. This is what goes on in all the churches, whether they're saved or not. You always got that same element because the devil's the same everywhere. Read.
Go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us.
They'd be able to see, the king was able to see, we in trouble. We got a problem. And able to direct him to the right place. Someone higher than him. David did the same thing. Although he was a prophet, he really was a prophet. But he went to the one that was higher than him. Read.
Because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book.
What?
And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom,
the son of Tikva, the son of Hasra,
keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college.
What?
And they spake to her to that effect.
What?
And she answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't hear the king say, well, when I read the scripture, I didn't read that. They believed the leader. Because this one was the leader of his soul. He was just leader of the country.
Yes.
He didn't say, well, I didn't read that. What he did read troubled him, and she gave him more information, and he believed it. What?
Even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah.
Before the king of Judah. Read 26 verse. What does it say?
And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye
now
say
she,
unto him.
You know, kept her niceties. First of all, she said, you go tell that man, like the Lord said, woman, what have I to do with thee? It wasn't about nothing personal. And she said, you go tell that man. She knew it wasn't the first time, but then she gave him his props. Go tell the king. What?
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard.
What?
Because thine heart was tender and thou didst humble thyself before God.
I'll say it again. If you follow a leader, does it matter what the leader is telling you? To humble down? As I said before, when Teacher Brown said, we shouldn't have this monitor up here, and I said, well, Pastor, let us. She said, no, he didn't. I said, all right. I yielded to that. She didn't lose nothing, neither did I. I didn't go home telling at that time, since Pat, you know, Teacher said, you know, she wasn't right about that. She don't know, but Pastor let her. I didn't go home talking like that. I didn't call Brother Herman, another brother, and say, teacher's saying? She don't realize she's wrong. No. Why would I do something like that? No. And follow a leader? Why would I follow? Why would I do that? No. That's what you're dishonoring God like that.
Right,
have I ever talked to anybody about leadership? Was not I didn't like what they did?
No.
Never have. Not to nobody by the wayside.
No.
Well, I think Pastor was a little too hard on them. I never talked like that.
Never.
This was a king, though. He humbled down and yielded to the leader. Mm-hmm. Read.
When thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest this thyself before me, and didst rent thy clothes
what?
And wept before me, I have even heard thee also.
You can visit us at any time for our
what?
Broadcast Behold, messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.